This ministry is not affiliated with any denomination. We are proud believers of every jot and tittle of the Word of God found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. If that Bible definer puzzles you, please read the following God Said, Man Said subjects. That statement of faith means we believe everything, including 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. God Said, Man Said believes the earth is just over 6,000 years old because the childlike, plain reading of the text requires it. God Said, Man Said believes in the Garden of Eden, immortal Adam and Eve, the fall and the curse of sin and death, Noah and the global flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, Samson and Delilah, David and Goliath, the three Hebrew children, and Daniel in the lion's den. God Said, Man Said believes in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, His ministry, crucifixion on Golgotha's hill, and His resurrection on the third day. And we believe His blood cleanseth us from all sin, because childlike, plain reading of the Word of God requires it. And yes, it can be and is proven on this website. Religious man and his denominations lay claim to Christ, but not His Word. An obvious conundrum appears when you consider what Revelation 19:13 says of Christ, and His name is called the Word of God. Are you ready to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God? Are you ready to embrace every word? Today you can have all your sin and shame erased and receive the power to live a powerful, holy life. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 19:7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." God said, Mark 11:22-23, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Man said, according to communist atheist Vladimir Lenin, "If deep passions and pressing interests were involved, men would contest even that 2 and 2 are 4. Now the record. Psalms 11:3, "If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" As a believer, I need a holy book. I need to know it is utterly reliable. I need absolutes. I need to obey the book. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 681. That will once again confirm the veracity of God's holy word. All of these features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the childlike and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of 3 very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. 1, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. 2, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. And 3, imagine. You can download nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you. The beauty of the glorious words of God have no rival. On one occasion, a young skeptic said, "I read the entire Bible." First, I doubt that he did, and second, the idea that reading it cover to cover once gave him credentials to weigh in was more than ludicrous. In the Bible, we find the very mind of God, and because of that, the revelation found there is an ever-expanding one. Please indulge me for a moment. My personal experience is to have been privileged to read enough chapters of the Bible to have gone through it approximately 30 times, preached thousands of sermons, led or participated in around 12,000 Bible studies, wrote nearly 1,400 gospel features and more. But when I open the beautiful book, it is new and fresh and exciting every single time. Surely, it is an ever-expanding revelation. Embrace the Word. There is no aspect of life where the Word of God is not continually vindicated. There is no aspect of life where the rule of God's Word does not reign supreme. Every thought, every book written by man will ultimately bow down and do obeisance. The subjects that will be featured today have been mentioned several times before on God Said, Man Said, and part of the reason for bringing them up again is that they keep coming up in the news. One of them is ranked one of the top science stories in 2013 by Science News Magazine. Numerous biblical pronouncements, one thought crazy exaggerations, and plain impossibilities have now not only become possible, but of course true. After each brief mention below, we will list a few, not exhaustive, but a few God Said, Man Said features for your review. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God said, Genesis 3:20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Impossible, the skeptics howled. Man has evolved from no certain place and popped up from all over the globe. That was the pseudoscience position, at least until microbiologists proved that all humans on this earth can be traced to one common mother called mtDNA Eve and one common father called Y-chromosome Adam. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and sin by death, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The idea that Adam and Eve were created to live forever, yes, immortal, and that death is a result of sin has gained little traction with the academically elite until recently. Consider the following paragraph from the God Said, Man Said feature, Adam was to live forever. New research now being conducted by Michael Rose, an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, is focusing on extending life. He is experimenting with fruit flies. Fruit flies are likely candidates because they reproduce rapidly and make it possible to see the generational effect of their experiments very quickly. In his laboratory, he has managed to double the lifespan of fruit flies, raising a lot of eyebrows. When he was asked how far this life extension could go on, he answered, "The flies in my lab can potentially live forever, but of course they don't because they have a high likelihood of dying by accident." When the question shifted to the human lifespan and are there discernible limits, Rose said, "Not at all. I believe the limit of the human lifespan is the limit of human technology," end of quote. The following is from Life Extension Magazine, April 2014. Google has announced that it is about to devote a chunk of its vast financial, technological, and creative resources to solving a daunting problem, mortality. With sufficient funding, it has been estimated that the benefits of discovering how to slow down the basic aging process could be realized within a few years. But tragically, while both government and private funds are generously allocated to finding cures for age-related diseases, funding has been lacking for research into how we might be able to cure aging itself by intervening directly in the biological aging process, end of quote. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." Biblical accounts such as giants have been used by the skeptics to discredit Holy Writ as mere fairy tales, but not so fast. History, archaeology, and paleontology say absolutely yes. Consider this excerpt from the God Said, Man Said feature, "And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak." King Og was the leader of the giants, Deuteronomy 3:11 reads, "For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. Perhaps the first museum was in Rabbath, of the children of Ammon, where Og's bed remained. If you used the 18-inch cubit, his bed would be 13.5 feet long, or 6 feet wide, or based on a 22-inch cubit, 16.5 feet long and 7 feet wide, 4 inches. Give him a foot for head and toe clearance, and you have a giant of 12.5 to 15.5 feet long. It is reported that German scholar Gustav Dahlmann discovered the bed of the giant king, just where God said it sat. End of quote. Jesus speaks of the punishment of hell fire and says in Mark 11:44, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. No way, say the critics. Obviously, hell is just a type of metaphor because worms could never live in such conditions. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, The Worms from Hell. Source, Popular Science. The giant tube worm is one of the most conspicuous members of a diverse community that forms around hydrothermal vents. Scientists once thought that no living thing could survive the harsh combination of toxic chemicals, high temperatures, high pressures, and total darkness at these vents. But in 1977, researchers diving in Alvin discovered tube worms and other bizarre organisms thriving at a vent off of the Galapagos Islands. Similar communities have since been found at several hundred hot spots across the world. These creatures are like nothing else on Earth. Besides the giant tube worms, which have so far been found only in the Pacific, there are pencil-sized Jericho worms with accordion-like tubes, orange worms covered with tiny bristles, small benthic worms that wiggle through the mud, and finger-length dark red palm worms that stand upright topped with wing-like fronds. A special class of worms called alvinolids, named after the sub, live on the walls of mineral deposits that form around the vents. Water pouring out of the vents can reach temperatures up to about 752 degrees Fahrenheit. The high pressure keeps the water from boiling. The most prevalent chemical dissolved in vent water is hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs. This chemical is produced when seawater reacts with sulfate in the rocks below the ocean floor. Vent bacteria use hydrogen sulfide as their energy source instead of sunlight. The bacteria, in turn, sustain larger organisms in the vent community. A recent volcanic eruption has spread glassy lava across the ocean floor, and the researchers measured temperatures up to 757 degrees Fahrenheit, the hottest ever recorded at a hydrothermal vent. The scientists dubbed the site Tube Worm Barbecue, because the worms they brought back to their ship had charred flesh. End of quote. When Christ returns to the earth at the great battle of Armageddon, the scriptures write this concerning the heaven above. Revelation 6:14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. What a ridiculous statement. Absolutely ridiculous is the cry of world scholars, but science now theorizes it is possible. A sub-headline in the May 2013 feature of Discover magazine reads, A mysterious dark energy dating back to the dawn of the universe could be poised to rip it apart. Listed as one of the greatest science stories of 2013 in the December 28, 2013 issue of Science News is the idea of ripping space. The subhead of the feature reads, New data raised prospect of big ripped destroying cosmos. Two paragraphs from that feature follow. But this year, scientists using a powerful new telescope in Hawaii, part of a project called PanSTARRS, arrived at a different value for W. By combining the supernova data with previous results from other studies, the researchers calculated W to be -1.186. This value, if confirmed, would force cosmologists to pursue more complicated theories in which dark energy strength increases over time. If it does, the universe might ultimately be torn apart at what scientists call the Big Rip. End of quote. Revelation 21, 1 and 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The unbelievers say, simply one more example of the Bible and its incredible claims. The following paragraph is from the late Richard Warmbrand's book, Proofs of God's Existence. The fact is that as science advances, it discovers what was said thousands of years ago in the Bible. To give just one example, it was predicted by the evangelist John in Revelation 21 that a city called the New Jerusalem, about 2,500 kilometers high and wide and deep, would come to the earth out of heaven. For two millenniums, science has denied such a possibility. Now we launch Skylabs from our tiny planet and seriously talk about space cities. End of quote. How beautiful and irrefutable are the glorious words of God. Thousands of years ago, long before man's science began to comprehend the truth, God is there. God's Word, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Psalms 19, 7 through 11, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. God said, Mark 11, 22 and 23, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Man said, according to communist atheist Vladimir Lenin, if deep passions and pressing interests were involved, men would contest even that 2 and 2 are 4. Now you have the record.